For this Thursday, December 11th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jeff Revin reporting. Indiana hunters and trappers are getting a heads up from the Department of Natural Resources. The bobcat trapping season is now closed. The DNR says the statewide quota of 250 bobcats has already been reached, prompting the early shutdown. The season had been scheduled to run through January 31st or until the quota was met. Officials say any bobcats caught after the closure must be released or turned into DNR law enforcement. Mount Vernon is getting ready to celebrate the season with Christmas on Main Street this Friday and Saturday. Festivities kick off on Friday night with the Christmas parade at 7 o'clock, followed by the annual tree lighting at City Hall. Then on Saturday, families can visit Santa from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., and the ice rink will be open during those same hours. Organizers say there will be plenty of other holiday activities happening throughout the day. It's all part of Mount Vernon's two-day celebration to usher in the Christmas spirit. The Salvation Army of Evansville is gearing up for a big week, starting today and running through Saturday, December 13th, all locally made donations will be doubled up to $15,000 thanks to a matching gift from a local supporter. The match applies to every red kettle across Posey, Vandenberg, and Warrick counties. Organizers say the need remains high. Last year, the Salvation Army of Evansville provided more than 226,000 meals and nearly 5,000 nights of safe lodging to families in crisis. They're hoping this week's boost in giving will help them continue meeting that demand through the holidays. Two University of Southern Indiana students have earned international recognition for their work in computer science. USI says students Allison Collins and Maya Session were honored at the ACM Student Research Competition during a major supercomputing conference in St. Louis. Their project was chosen as one of the top 10 posters out of nearly 500 submissions from computer science students around the world. The research, titled An ML Model for Predicting Medication Non-Adherence Using Large-Scale Mental Health Data, comes from USI's partnership with Hallmusk and its NeuroBlue data platform. The competition was part of the ACM Supercomputing 25 International Supercomputing Conference held in St. Louis this past November. In sports news tonight, in local high school sports, Mount Vernon boys basketball journeys to Gibson Southern. The JV game is at 5:30, and the varsity game starts at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 1-1 in the season. You can listen to the varsity game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey girls basketball is at Washington this evening. The JV contest tips off at 5 o'clock, and the varsity game begins at 6:30. The Vikings are 7-1 on the year. Last night in men's college basketball, 6th-ranked Purdue walloped Minnesota at home 85-57. Three different Boilermakers had a double-double. Braden Smith had 15 points and 12 assists. Oscar Clough had 14 points and 11 rebounds. And Trey Kopp and Wren added 14 points and 10 rebounds. Purdue improves 9-1 and 2-0 in the Big Ten. That's news and sports for this Thursday, December 11th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.